Welcome again, dear learners. In this lecture, we will be discussing the basic steps of academic writing and we'll be moving to the flow of action required for the academic writing at the end of this lecture. Now, what is the first and foremost requirement? It is critical reading. Yes, until you read, you cannot deliver. It's just like if you won't give the fuel, there will be no fire. You need the input. You have to study your text critically. That engagement will derive the questioning. The engagement also develops the understanding of judgment about the mechanism of effective communication. In reading, we just observe the idea, understand it. While in critical reading, we go through a process of analysis, interpretation, and evaluation. Another difference between reading and critical reading is that in reading, our direction of understanding is towards the direction of the text. We are just moving like a river. With the river we are moving. But in the critical reading, our direction is just opposite, as we are trying to question every assumption and argument available in the text. After reading, we conclude the text as summary. But in case of critical reading, we interpret, describe the text. This is the utmost requirement. Until and unless you become critical, you cannot write a piece of academic writing. Now moving to the second part, it's the language. Now what about the language? Language is the second important part of academic writing. We have discussed it that first thing I have cleared that everyone is non-native for academic English. So first of all, come out from that cocoon, come out from that fear of being a non-native many a times. Even native speakers face the problem in writing. The language of academic writing plays a very, 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 very important role. The most interesting fact about language is that you are doing with language is a reflection of language you have absorbed. That is the input. So to write better, you have to read the best. You cannot write better if you haven't read it. That's why we said that critical reading is the foremost and first step in academic writing. Reading the academic write-ups is the first step in the process of writing. Learning one language is a different thing than getting that language into our awareness, into our subconscious mind. Academic writing requires the awareness to the language. It should flow like a river. Your language should have a spontaneous flow. Then and only then it will be comfortable to your readers also. So moving to the good knowledge of grammar, obviously, as a part of language, you must have a good vocabulary and your delivery of the simple sentences, effective sentences, so that a clear and effective communication is delivered through your language. Other unique required traits of academic writing are rationality. You have to be rational, logical, sequential flow. You must have, and reader friendliness must be there. The purpose of writing should be argumentary. Academic credibility of content is very important. Connecting ideas and cohesive writing style is a prime requirement in academic writing. Dear learners, don't worry, we will discuss these traits in quite detail form in the coming modules whenever we will be discussing these things. Now moving to the how to be a successful academic writer. I'm not talking about writing a novel. I'm not talking about writing a poetry. Obviously, it is also a kind of writing, an intellectual kind of writing. But scientific writing, academic writing has lot to do. It needs the critical aptitude, analytical aptitude in your mind. On the basis of evidences, you have to deliver the things. So how you can be a good academic writer? We have summarized the facts and actions required to be a successful academic writer. Now, first fact, the journey of being an academic writer is quite personalized. Now, what is the action required? You have to adapt the attitude for understanding the difference between the academic writing and other forms of writing. It is utmost requirement. I have earlier mentioned it's different. It's different. You have to admit it and you have to inculcate it in your writing. Secondly, academic writing requires specific language skills and writing skills. Attentive reading of academic write-ups for better exposure to writing language and styles is the requirement to cope with that particular point. Another fact is that there is a significant similarity as well as differences in every type of academic writing. Now, what is the action required? Observation of macro-level organization pattern in text, comparison of parts of different types of academic writing. Being a successful writer in other contexts does not ensure your success in academic writing. Acceptance of novelty of academic writing with new challenges and strategic efforts in reading to improve the understanding of academic writing is the required action. From learner to a successful academic writer, what you will do? You should approach towards the good samples, assignments of academic writers. Practice and patience are the keys. You cannot be a successful academic writer overnight or even in a few months. Sometimes it takes decade. A decade is taken. It's a process of learning. Day by day you learn. The rejections of your articles give you the good lessons, and then you prepare the better manuscripts, better piece of academic writing, and effectively communicate to the global research fraternity. Now moving to the flow of action in academic writing. Before that, you have to prepare yourself. For preparing yourself, first thing is develop the connections between ideas, as it will allow you to construct the conceptual framework. Update your knowledge with current research trends in your discipline and familiarize yourself with the guidelines of the top journals and the journals whichever you are targeting. Now, moving to the step of academic writing, the first and step we have discussed, that critical reading and critical thinking. You are analyzing things, evaluating the text, interpreting the literature. Then you move to the step two, that is generating the outline. You build framework around the idea. Sequence the idea and the sub-idea in a logical way. Then move to the next step, that is writing the first draft. You must have a flexible idea. There are a couple of flexible ideas. Revise the outline. Make it aesthetic. Visual representation must be good. And list the resources. Then prepare the multiple drafts. Revise each draft. Do the major changes. Take the feedback from your co-authors and colleagues. And in the next step, we write the final draft. Format the final write-up, proofread it, and then communicate it to the journal, and then have a good follow-up with the publisher and the review process. Dear learners, what is the takeaway message? First of all, don't be hesitant to admit to learn. And don't worry, we are going to come up with the effective solutions in coming weeks. And I promise you that me and my team will incubate and trigger a successful academic writer in you.